superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ladies,
this is the Rich Eisen Show.
Brady takes a shotgun step. He looks right for Drazowski. He throws it for Grun.
It's a left for Edelman. Catch made. Touchdown.
West Coast. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Tom Brady's retiring. Oh, my God. I can't believe
it. The Rich Eisen Show.
I love that I've been able to do it for as long as I've had. I love the game, and I love being out there as a teammate.
Tom Brady has just thrown his second touchdown pass.
Today's guests, ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham, plus New York Giants head coach Brian Daboll. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. First day of February 2022. It is the month of the Super Bowl. We have reached it, and we are all here together in Los Angeles, California, home of Super Bowl 56. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on this very busy Tuesday. Chris Brockman, good to see you over there, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rich.
Good. Good to see Mr. Feller. How are you,
hey,
Jason Feller?
Up,
good to see you here today as DJ Mikey D is somewhere Instagramming photographs of him on some sort of
private jet
for commercial costs. Good to see you over there. TJ Jefferson, how are you?
Hey, Rich, I had a question. If I retire, but I don't say retire, am I really retired?
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. We've got a bunch on our plate. Would have been that way if the plans to and the expectations to and all the conditional phrasing that has been placed upon Tom Brady over the last 48 to 72 hours in his decision whether or not to play has now been removed by the man himself. It's official. Tom Brady has retired from the National Football League after 22 remarkable stellar years in this league. And now I get to have my say. I was planning on saying this first thing out of the box on Monday, even though, you know, Championship Sunday had just taken place. And maybe that's why Tom Brady put the brakes on confirming the fact that he is, in fact, retiring, because he didn't want to take up all that time and all that space. And he did anyway, because he's Tom Brady. and so here's my two cents on Tom Brady. The man in his 22 years in the NFL has completely recalibrated what we consider the most successful player or quarterback in the history of the game. He has totally reset the board. When he came into the league, it was Joe Montana and it was Terry Bradshaw, and Montana the kid in Northern California that Brady was growing up, that's who he lionized, that's who he revered, and that's who, you know, I guess he put in his sights whenever he decided to play quarterback and then decide, why not me? And maybe that whole decision of why not me took place on the campus of my and his alma mater at Michigan, where he was looking for his shot. He finally was getting his shot. He had to take a back seat on occasion to a hotshot kid in the state of Michigan that everybody knew about because he was one of the biggest prep stars in the state of that, in the history of that state, and Drew Henson. But Brady did finish up strong at Michigan, by the way, winning a Citrus Bowl in his junior year, comeback win against Arkansas, and an Orange Bowl in which he set all Orange Bowl records against Alabama, comeback win against Alabama, and still the league shrugged. They shrugged because he didn't run very well. He didn't look like Adonis, and he, didn't impress enough people. And that includes the intelligentsia at the home office of his beloved 49ers, Bill Walsh, and my boy Mariucci, and everybody else, as we all know, chose somebody else, part of the Brady Six. And his career has been, you know, I guess, been identified by numbers, the Brady Six, the quarterbacks that were not chosen, you know, that were chosen in front of him, that he was not chosen instead of. 199. We'll never, ever, ever go through a draft without 199 being the pick of who knows. Because when Tom Brady was chosen 199th overall, that started the who knows. He is the king of who knows in this league. Kid, again, chosen by the Patriots. Why would they choose him? They have a guy in Drew Bledsoe who had just taken the team a few years before to the Super Bowl, just signed a $100 million contract. Why are they taking this kid out of Michigan? A flyer. Well, the ultimate flyer. Let's put that as well on his list. The kid who then gets a start because of injury to the starting quarterback in Drew Bledsoe. Again, any other quarterback that gets a start out of nowhere because the guy at the top of the list gets injured, totally reconfigured. Especially when just 2 years before, we thought that story had been written in a way that we'll never see again in Kurt Warner in theaters near you. But Kurt, even though an incredible career that put him in Canton because he took not one team but two different teams to the Super Bowl that had nothing going for it in the Rams and the Cardinals, Brady took the Patriots to heights that not even New England fans thought was possible. And you guys over there think everything's possible.
Well, we do now, and it's because of Tom.
Correct. Tom Brady winning three Super Bowls in his first 4 years. That's another metric. Good luck, Joe Burrow. If you win even in less than 2 weeks from now, try doing that two more times in the next 3 years. Even if you are so fortunate to have this photograph that I will never forget, Brady with his hands on his head, confetti coming down in the Superdome. Cannot believe this happened. It was exactly the way the rest of the country felt. And then 2 years later, he wins another one. NFL Network was born. That was our first one. And then the next year, he wins it again. Still, to this date, the last quarterback to go back-to-back. So, three out of four, and then he doesn't win one for quite some time, as a matter of fact. In between of not winning for quite some time, he has a 50-touchdown season. He has an undefeated regular season. He loses in the Super Bowl twice to Eli Manning. That's part of the reason why he didn't have any. You know, the conversation will be brought up about pounds per square inch. You know how I feel about Deflategate around here. I think it was absolutely ridiculous, totally absurd. And despite what you may think, what was in whatever report that did lead to Tom having to get suspended and the league having the Patriots forfeit one of their draft choices. The football that started it all, supposedly, illegally, and nefariously deflated, was intercepted by the opponent in the game in which Brady and the Patriots boat raced them otherwise. The ultimate, don't use the excuse for your bad play. It's the way I view that. And then comes the second act. Yeah, with the Patriots. And this is what separates Brady as well. It's for the kid, okay? For the kid who came into the league, okay? Looking the way that he did. We see the photograph all the time with him with his shirt off, which never will happen again in the combine either. It's one of the first things Roger Goodell did when he became commissioner is he ended the process of seeing prospects in their underwear. That he started realizing what he needed to do to be great was to get in shape and stay in shape and have a remarkable commitment. So, again, we may see others win three of four early on. We may see others win three of four at some point during their first 15 years of their career. But what Brady did in addition to winning, in addition to commitment, in addition to teamwork, his teammates loved him. He might be the GOAT in that department as well. Speak to any of his teammates. They call him Tommy. In addition to all of that, he is also the GOAT of longevity. The number that will always be associated with him other than 6 for Brady 6 or 12 for Tom Brady's number or 199. Coming off of TB12's uniform number, the numbers of which he will always be associated is age being just a number. Because good luck to everybody, even if Mahomes does start winning Super Bowls in bunches. Good luck after turning 37, winning four of them. Good luck to you doing that, as we saw Big Ben and Drew Brees start leaking oil as they hit 40. Good luck to that. Put up these numbers. Look at this. We're showing on the screen, folks, on Peacock listening, ageless wonder. Brady's average season by each decade. His 40s was his best. Best. Unbelievable. Tom Brady led the league in passing yards four times, once at age 28, once at age 30, and twice after he turned 40. As a 40-year-old and in his retirement year of 44. He led the league in touchdowns five times, once at age 25, once at age 30, 33, 38, and then at 44 in the year he retired. He was an MVP three times, once at age 30, once at age 33, and then once at age 40. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. All-time best in passing yards, passing touchdowns, playoff passing yards, Super Bowl passing yards, career wins, game-winning drives, and we can, it's the only thing we could fit on one screen. Unbelievable. And every quarterback that comes into the league, I mean, it used to be four. Now it's seven. Another number. 10 Super Bowls played in. Unbelievable. The GOAT, greatest of all time. My children already know about him. My future grandchildren will be, his name will be associated with exactly what I'm talking about, and their children, and most likely the children after that. Greatest competitor, winner in the greatest team sport ever created. Tom Brady. Who'd have thunk it? Him. That's it. One.
You think he thought that?
I think he thought it. I think he thought it. I don't know when he started to think it, but I think he thought it. And what happened to him at my alma mater stoked the fire. Yeah. And what happened with him on draft days stoked the fire. And whatever happened to him after all that stoked the fire. Took everything personally. Like Jordan. Tom Brady. Now let's get to the way he retired. I don't get it. Okay. I don't get it. Instagram and Twitter, all good. Hey, it's his party. He can do what he wants.
But for a guy who always had impeccable produced videos over the last few years.
Stuff got blown up over the weekend.
I get it.
I don't think this was the plan. But then he decided, I mean, he had his own shot on his own podcast on Monday night and decided this is the way he wanted to do it. All good. Two things about his retirement announcement today on Instagram and Twitter stand out to me. Again, I'll just read to you the first four paragraphs, okay? I've always believed the sport of football is an all-in proposition. If a 100% competitive commitment isn't there, you won't succeed, and success is what I love so much about our game. There's a physical, mental, and emotional challenge every single day that has allowed me to maximize my highest potential, and I've tried my very best these past 22 years. There are no shortcuts to success on the field or in life. This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I'm not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I have loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention. I've done a lot of reflecting the past week and have asked myself difficult questions, and I'm proud of what we have achieved. My teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me, but right now it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes. The words "I'm retired" or any form of retirement does not exist in this entire statement. He does not use the R word once. And that's another aspect of Tom Brady's career that will never be matched. The absolute defying of the undefeated record of Father Time comes for us all, as we all know. Messes with our heads and our lives and our psyches at times. It's tough for us to face and deal with. As the Rolling Stones once famously said, what a drag it is getting old.
Father Time didn't get Tom Brady.
But Father Time did not get Tom Brady in the NFL, and he doesn't get him in this statement either. It's his way of saying, I still win. The competitive spirit when it comes to Father Time and Tom Brady still burns. It still burns. And I kind of dig that. He wouldn't use that word. Maybe that's why he didn't go on a podcast or say anything. He wanted to get the words right, and the way to get the words right is to put it in writing and just leave it at that. Yep. Didn't want to say the word retirement or retire or whatever, and I'm sure there will be all sorts of nonsense about, well, he never retired. You never heard that from him, so maybe give him a call if you're the 49ers or you're this team or you're that team. Don't give him a call. He's done. And good luck to anybody who wants to compete with him in whatever endeavor he attempts. Okay? And then the rest of the statement goes on, and he thanks the city of Tampa, and he thanked the fans in Tampa, and then he thanked the Glazer family who owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then he thanks the general manager in Jason Light who gave him the opportunity to have his final act in the NFL as a player. He thanked Bruce Arians. He thanked the coaches of the Bucs. Then he eventually gets around to some of his personal relationships. He thanks every Bucs staffer. He thanks Alex Guerrero, his longtime partner in the TB12 system and trainer, the longevity part. He thanks him. He thanks Don Yee and Steve Dubin, who has represented him ever since he left Michigan. So you see Michigan in there. He thanks his parents, his entire family. He thanks his wife and his children. And then he finishes with the heart emoji. After he then talks about the thrilling ride and the future being exciting, he drops his brand names that he started. In case you want to follow him on Instagram and Twitter, he gave the addresses. And then he said, as I said earlier, I'm going to take a day by day. He called it a work in progress, what his days are going to look like. And he's going to take a day by day. I know for sure I want to spend a lot of time giving to others and trying to enrich other people's lives, just as so many have done for me. With much love, appreciation, and gratitude, Tom. And the other word that doesn't exist in this statement is the word Patriots or New England. Don't know what to make of that. It's got to be intentional. Everything this guy does is totally vetted, looked at, buttoned up, and cleared by him, including, I'm assuming, the photograph that is included in it. That appears to be him as a Buck in New England, returning that night, that inclement night of week 4 of Sunday Night Football of this season.
Sure is, confirmed.
And you could choose any photograph you want. He chose one from that night. As they say in that neck of the woods, how about them apples?
I mean, he's pointing. It's like he's pointing off to the goodbye, the sunset, the horizon.
It's weird. I mean, obviously the Patriots are one of the many who have sent out a statement today.
Yeah, of course.
You know, thanking Tom for the ride and the as he rides off into the sunset in his boat, the duck boat on the open seas. There's 7 Lombardi trophies in there. And we all know there's one that he definitely didn't win with them, but he put them in there. In the Patriots tweet, I don't know, man, that one is weird. And he knows that this is the sort of stuff that will be talked about. But let's just say this. He will have his name on the building. They may build a statue to him. They should.
It should be done.
He'll put it up tomorrow. He'll have his red jacket for their Hall of Fame. He will have their moments. He will wave to everybody. It will get done. But this is weird. No other way to put it. Just weird.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Love to have your thoughts on the subject matter. We have the man who's been covering Brady forever and a day. His book came out, made a lot of headlines. It's Better to Be Feared, Seth Wickersham. I can't wait to hear his thoughts on Brady's decision to retire, the way in which he retired or had to retire, the manner in which he did, and clearly leaving out the Patriots word. and the retirement word from his statement. The greatest of all time is now done playing in the NFL. Can't believe it. That's the other aspect of Brady's retirement that I can't believe. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. Can't believe that a 44-year-old man is retired. Think about that on its face. It's shocking to me. Shocking to me.
Because he led the league in everything this year.
Well, to be specific, he led the league in five major categories. He led the league in yards per game thrown. He led the league in most yards thrown. He led the league in most touchdowns thrown. And he led the league in most completed passes and most attempts. So the 44-year-old was winging it around like nobody else. And he looked great. He looked great. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Seth Wickersham, his two cents on everything, the insight that he has, will be unique, to say the least. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, here on this Brady is Retired edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100% you need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, before our terrestrial radio audience returns, and we put Seth Wickersham on with that audience, our big audience in full. Let's just check on some of the other tweeted out responses to Tom Brady making it official that he is retired. Robert Kraft with another, as usual, high class statement right there. Call it a dream come true for Patriots fans, and it's unbelievable. What a run! From 199 overall all the way to this present day. Unbelievable. Good luck, everyone else. This standard has been reset. Reset. And, of course, he just leaves all sorts of torched houses behind, including the one in Florham Park, New Jersey. Oh, that's Peyton Manning right there. Omaha Productions. Very nice. All right. Congrats again, pal. As you know, Brady was there for Peyton Manning's induction this year. Flew up from training camp to be there for that one.
Do you think the Hall of Fame should waive the 5-year and put him in this coming year?
No, they should not.
Why?
It's just the way it goes. It doesn't matter who you are.
Never got waived for anybody else.
You certainly didn't. Not Jerry Rice.
No one else isn't the...
Well, Rice was exactly that.
Lawrence Taylor?
Exactly.
I mean, Brady's not going to do it.
Jim Brown?
Brady's better than all of them.
All right. Well, that's an argument.
I mean, that's an argument.
Jalen Ramsey tweeted out, the best quarterback of all time retired. Dang, he threw his last TD on me. That's true. That's true.
That's something to hang your hat on.
That might be my favorite one so far.
Jalen's the
Well,
man.
Then, like I said, torched houses all over the place, including in New Jersey and New York. The Jets tweeted out, this better be real. Good one. This is a good one. Well done. This better be real.
Matt Ryan tweeted out, congrats on 7. Wish it was 6.
That's, I like it. I mean, seriously, he got them all.
Got them all.
Except Eli. Didn't get Eli. Eli's the only one. And Foles. Didn't get Foles.
Yeah.
What? He got back at the Bears, too. They're introducing Matt Eberflus today, and Brady retired. So, yeah, that'll be good. NBC New York. Tom Brady, who lost 2 Super Bowls to the Giants, during his legendary 22-year NFL career, retires. Nice headline.
Yeah, I'm sure the 22-year-old is so proud of themselves.
Very good. Fun stuff, man. Everybody's got to take. Let's put it this way. He just he left his mark. It's unbelievable what he became and what he did and what we're going to be talking about for years to come. And then the league starts and he's not there. It'll be like, where is Tom Brady? How is he not out there still?
It's going to be really weird.
It's going to be weird.
Really weird.
And, you know, obviously when this dust settles, then we talk about what next for Tampa, you know? So, back here on NBC Sports on Peacock, NBC Sports, Sirius XM Channel 85, and our terrestrial radio network, coast to coast on The Rich Eisen Show, every day from 12 to 3 Eastern. And joining us right now is the author of the best-selling book, It's Better to Be Feared, about the New England Patriots dynasty and the pursuit of greatness, Seth Wickersham, back here on The Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Seth?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So, let's get first up about why you think Brady decided to finally hang them up. In your estimation?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's one reason. I do think that you can't overlook the fact that football is really hard. And he's made it look so easy for so long that it's kind of easy to take for granted, but it is really hard to play football, especially entering your 40s at a high level. Nobody really knows except for him what that's like. And I think that he was being honest when he referenced in his statement today that, you know, he didn't feel like he could give that effort, right? He's always said, once you stop, you're done. And but I do think there are some other factors at play. I mean, he loved the coaches in Tampa Bay. But he, you know, we referenced it in a statement today that he would drive Bruce Arians crazy. I mean, sometimes the Bucs coaches weren't quite as buttoned up as things were in New England. And I think that, you know, the way you saw the way they lost that game to the Rams, isolating Cooper Kupp on a safety is an example of that. You know, they're a team in transition, and they're going to have some roster and salary cap issues. And then I think that more than anything, you saw him take steps this past year to be known as more than just Tom Brady the quarterback, and really more than Tom Brady the quarterback and fitness guru. I mean, you saw he launched his podcast with Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald. He did Man in the Arena, and the Brady brand. I think that it really seemed to energize him in a way that, you know, for the longest time, I think that only football could. And, you know, he sees a lot of global potential with that, especially with the TB12, you know, pairing it up with some of the methodologies of the TB12. All that said, this is a gigantic hole that he is leaving in his life. It's a void. There's a reason why he's said in the past that he'll consider therapy when he walks away, because As Giselle has said, football is his first love. And as we know, with great athletes, when they walk away, the golf courses and the private jets and, you know, the cushy paid speeches get old fast.
Yeah, I know. And it's going to be weird for fans, too, because I thought he could have kept playing, you know, and obviously he didn't end it with a win in the Super Bowl. And I always thought that, you know, Tom Brady would absolutely add himself to the list of Peyton Manning and Strahan and Elway and Bettis, right? That, you know, that's the way they did it. You know, Ray Lewis, right? I mean, like, that's the way to do it. And he wouldn't want to even walk into the bust room one day knowing he's got the every possible record, that others have something that he doesn't, you know? I always kind of figured, but you can't control that. Can't, with the exception of last year, he could have.
I think he's always been a little bit different. Like, there was a moment that I was in his living room and we were talking. And this was maybe 7 years ago. It was before the sort of rest of the dynasty, which not only the Patriots but really the Tom Brady dynasty, kind of was reclamated. And he was telling me about, they had just lost to the Ravens in the playoffs, and he told me that Kurt Warner had sent him a text after the game saying, like, being the best doesn't mean you always win, it just means you win more than anybody else. And that text really meant a lot to him because it spoke to his essence in a way that very few messages could. Yes, it's always about winning, but it was often in failure that he found successes. And you know, the people, there's people who argued he'd never leave New England after throwing a pick six on his final throw against the Titans. And there's people who'd argue he'd never go out losing to the Los Angeles Rams in the playoffs. But, you know, that was, it always misread him just a little bit. I think that what he prided himself on as much as anything is this kind of genius he had of refusing to concede to anyone else's idea of the inevitable or of reality in that regard.
ESPN senior writer and author of the book It's Better to Be Feared, Seth Wickersham, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What about the way it all went down for retiring? That was weird. There's no other way to put it. And normally that's not a word that you associate with Tom Brady when he can control something, right?
Yeah, it was weird. I think that those close to him and, you know, people inside the Bucks started to see this coming maybe about a month and a half ago. We did like a playoff predictions column on ESPN.com before the playoffs, and I predicted that Brady would retire after this year. And it wasn't a report, it was a prediction. But I had just heard enough that, you know, I think that all of the strain from the game, all the opportunities beyond, it was just starting to crystallize for him. And remember, when he left New England, he signed a two-year contract. I know that he renegotiated it in the offseason and was talking about playing until he's 55, but a lot of that was like kind of for salary cap purposes. He signed a two-year deal, and I think that the people close to him were always kind of looking at that as an end date. Obviously, he could change his mind at any time, but so when Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington a week ago reported that he was non-committal towards returning to the Bucks, I think that was a huge tell. And then, obviously, the report over the weekend came out and then got some fierce blowback. But, you know, I think that he was always going to retire. They always knew how this was going to end. Adam and Jeff had to weather the storm for their reporting to be validated. And it's pretty obvious, given that the commissioner weighed in, Peyton Manning weighed in, that today, this morning, was going to be the morning that he was going to do it.
Well, again, I never, doubted Jeff and Schefter's reporting. It was just definitely not the manner in which he wanted it out there, right? And then the question is just, even last night, having his own podcast at his disposal, and then choosing this manner in which to do it. Do you think this was the plan? Like, what was the plan, best you could tell, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it was, given that other people had kind of come out and congratulated him on his career, like Peyton, like, Robert Kraft, like Roger Goodell. But that said, I mean, it was a messy process. It really was. And, I'm sure that, like, even Jeff and Adam reporting it, had to have been a little surprised by the, just how stiff the blowback was. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just guessing. But, here we are. And, he ended up doing it. And, it's just, you run out of superlatives to say. When he was first starting out, mm-hmm. I forget who it was. Someone was close to him was saying that, like, he wants to have a career that makes you forget any other quarterback. And, it was, like, that's such a bold statement that I never forgot it. And at the time, he hadn't even won a second Super Bowl yet. this was, at the time, he looked like another in a trend, right? Like Kurt Warner and Jake Delhomme and these guys who kind of come out of nowhere and end up having success. He didn't look like anything that he would become. And I'll never forget someone said that. And I just think it like always spoke to his ambition. And here we are all these years later, two decades later, and it really is. His accomplishments are so vast and so far-reaching that it really is kind of, it makes other guys who accomplished phenomenal feats in the game look small.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, from now on, you got to win four to be in the conversation, right? and you got to be above four. Well, you got to be in four in terms of the conversation of best, second best ever. Right.
Yeah.
And then you've got to pass that. And then you've got to last as long as Brady did and look as great as Brady did while lasting as long as he did to even be remotely in his arena, to use his phrase. Like, that's it from now on. And when we were kids, it was like you got two. Now we're talking about getting you a Boston Canton. Right. Like, now two is just like one quarter of the way there. I mean, it's totally been reset.
Yeah. Last night was the anniversary of the Broncos' Super Bowl win over the Falcons. That was Elway's final game, and he's scrambling around in that game, throwing 80-yard bombs for touchdowns. And, you know, he walked away with two straight Super Bowl wins and five Super Bowl appearances and the winningest quarterback in NFL history. And that just looked like it was untouchable. He looked like he was walking away, not maybe at the top of his game, but he maybe could have kept going. And, you know, Brady eclipsed five Super Bowls a long time ago.
So just in that respect, then, the next step, does he do what Elway did? Does he want to get in, you know, football management? Does he want to own a team? Clearly, it seems like he's got his own businesses. That's what he wants to do. Anything he wants to do in media, anyone will fall over themselves to get him. So, you know, what do you think? Next act, final for his next act.
I mean, I think that for the immediate future, I think he's really going to try to take his brand and the TB12 and the Brady brand global and see what the potential is with that. But that said, you know, a lot of these guys walk away and they think, you know, they're going to be content without the game that, you know, really sustained them and brought them so much joy. That is going to be him. I mean, remember, Wright Thompson wrote that great article on Michael Jordan years ago where Jordan's watching LeBron James on TV and talking about how he would defend him, knowing that he could if he just were a little bit younger, if not for time. And Tom's going to tune in and watch quarterbacks and know that he could do this better. And, you know, when that goes away, I don't know. I remember I was with Elway, and you and I talked about it. And he was right after they won the Super Bowl when he was the general manager. I think he was 55 at the time. And he said to me flat out, like, up until a couple of years ago, I thought I could still play. And, you know, that itch, that compulsion, that desire never goes away. And I don't know what Brady's life looks like without that. I don't think he's going to find as much joy talking about the game. You know, would he ever be rich enough to own a team? I don't know. But even being an owner, you know, you have the highs and the lows, but you're not as close. You're not part of the team. You're not in the locker room. I think it's going to be a big adjustment, and it's something that he's known about for a long time, tried to prepare for. It's still going to be hard, though, I think.
So last one for you. Kind of waited to finish up with this one. Again, your book, Seth Wickersham, It's Better to Be Field, The New England Patriots Dynasty and the Pursuit of Greatness, is just one of the best inside looks you can have to date, for sure, on the Patriots and then for any team in recent memory, sir. So what do you make of Brady leaving the Patriots out of his career retirement statement?
You know, I don't think it was an accident at all. I still think that there are some hard feelings over the way that he left and the fact that they opened the door for him to leave and he walked right out. But I think that he will find a way to address his full career probably pretty soon. You know, who knows, maybe a video, something like that. But I think that he'll figure out a way to address it and, you know, make it very clear that, you know, he was a New England Patriot and that he cherishes a lot of those memories.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there was no uglier exit between all-time great for a franchise and franchise than Favre and the Packers. Mm-hmm. It couldn't have been uglier, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, where the successor was drafted and mm-hmm. waiting and all of that. I mean, I don't need to relitigate, if you will, but it was ugly. And Favre and the Packers are all cool right now. So I'm not concerned about all that. But what is it? Like, I thought Brady and Belichick had a chat and a confab after the week four game that put this stuff to bed or came close. Did it not then?
Well, I think that Brady is always going to love Bill Belichick for the chance that he gave him and how invested he was in him. But, you know, the Patriots made an organizational decision that they didn't think he could play another 2 years. You know, they wanted to keep it year by year at a lower, you know, cap number. And, you know, after all that he had accomplished, he was ready to go. And look what he did. I mean, he threw for over 5,000 yards this year. I think that, including the playoffs, he must have come close to 100 touchdown passes in 2 years in Tampa. It's just phenomenal how good he was, how good he is. And it's just as mind-boggling as his entire career is, it's just as mind-boggling that he's walking away having accomplished, you know, coming off the season that he had.
No doubt.
He might be an MVP.
No doubt. But, I mean, and not to turn this into a debate show, but this kind of is an interesting subject matter, and you are an expert at it for sure. But I mean, earlier on in this conversation, you were even saying part of the consideration of no longer playing now is the roster and things are being remade. I mean, like he turned N'Keal Harry into Mike Evans. You know what I mean? Like that. Let's be honest. I mean, part of the reason why he left New England is because it was not a tenable spot in which to win a championship in 2020, which he did. You know, Gronk wasn't going to be coming back through that door in New England, but did in Tampa. I mean, it all worked out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So to leave New England out entirely from a statement where he's thanking staffers for the Bucks, it's kind of a head scratcher. I'll be honest, unless there is so much water underneath this bridge still, and you're saying there pretty much still is.
I mean, I think that the fact that he did it, I don't think it was an accident. You know, but it'll also be interesting to see where he lives. You know, does he decide to live in Miami? They're building a house in Miami. And, you know, in a year, his old friend Stephen Ross, old Michigan guy,
right,
you know, let him know that the door's open just in case he wants to, you know, make that short commute to the Dolphins facility. It'd be interesting.
All right. I believe there is a real-time update here, Seth.
Yeah,
Breaking news.
Yeah, guys, just a couple minutes ago, Brady on his Instagram story kind of like, quote, saved the Bob Kraft statement and then did a thank you Patriots and Patriots Nation with two hearts.
There you go.
All right. So, in other words, the Patriots are not
official like the Instagram story.
So basically, this is the 21st century thing. Certainly for a 44-year-old man that's retiring. Hold on a minute. So basically, the Patriots are not Instagram feed worthy,
right?
But Instagram story worthy. But Instagram stories are shareable in the way that the feed is not,
right?
So where do we, like, does a TikTok break the tie, or what is that?
I'm just also thinking about the effort Tom had to go to. He would have had to screenshot the Patriots statement, then put it into a story, and then type out some text. I mean, a lot of effort there.
Seth, this is for the paperback, I think.
There you go. I mean, I'm really going to have to go down the rabbit hole on this one.
But literally, like, that's what I that one leapt out at me. And then the fact that the word retirement wasn't in there either. It's just like, you know, I'm going to F you to Father Time. I'm not going to even use that word in my walk away statement. You know what I'm saying? Like, I dug that one, too. That one, I caught my eye on that. Seth, thanks for the time, man. Always appreciate the 2 cents that you are willing to provide here. Thanks again.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Seth Wickersham, I follow him on Twitter. You should as well, at Seth Wickersham on Instagram. On Twitter. And It's Better to Be Feared, Where All Books Are Sold. What a great book this is.
Yes. Everything Seth writes, you must read.
Okay. So right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm telling you, number of times when I'll send, like, a major influencer, okay, I've been told this by a major influencer on Instagram. I don't want to out this person.
Okay.
But when it's just like, you know, hey, you know, I'll put it on my stories, but not my feed. Like, there's a pecking order.
Yeah, you don't want to clog the feed.
You know what? It's just the feed is like, that's the big audience, and the stories are a different one. But I'm just glad. Look, it's all going to, like, the guy's going to have a red jacket one day first.
Like, right? All of it.
Okay, he's going to have his name in whatever, you know, part of the museum, right? They don't have a ring of honor there, correct?
So, but the number will be retired, and the statue, like,
and
all of it.
And everybody, after stopping at the Duncan's in Scituate, are going to come and go there.
It's a little south. You know, okay. Foxborough's west.
Yeah, I don't have Waze open.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, they're going to stop there. Like, that's going to be the one spot everyone goes
of
to
course.
At the stadium.
Come on.
Like, you know what they should do? They should, at Patriot Place, whoever, you know, is their longstanding, their tenant or whatever, their client, they want to help out, or they want to get foot traffic on a certain part of Patriot Place up there.
They're doing a major kind of
revamp. Yeah, then put the statue there, because that's everyone's going to go seek it out. Because he's Tom Brady.
How about this for an idea? Rename the stadium.
Okay, very good.
Tom Brady Stadium at Patriot Place. Like, what are we doing?
Well, what do you do with the Razor people?
Great. Sponsored by Gillette.
Dude.
Tom Brady Stadium at Patriot Place.
I don't know.
Brought to you by Gillette.
Gillette may have put so much money in the pocket of the Kraft family, it was allowed, you know, for him to take the hometown discount. Well, but the ultimate thing,
Giselle helped too.
But the crazy thing, man, is the ultimate hometown discount. One last hometown discount of the Patriots is he discounted him right out of his statement.
To the story.
Okay, to the story.
To the story.
My
with
bad.
A screen grab of
My
Kraft's statement.
Bad. Okay,
hey, whatever.
Take a break. Your phone calls in a moment. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know, we reached out to him months ago and he was not interested in doing an interview. I would love, if I could interview anybody today, it would be Mo Lewis. Honestly.
Yeah, because it was the 20th anniversary.
It would be Mo Lewis. It was the 20th anniversary,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Recently.
In September.
Of him blowing up
yeah, we tried
Drew
to track
Bledsoe
him
on the sideline. And we tried it. We tracked him down, and he was uninterested
oh, really?
In talking. We tracked him down. Oh yeah, we tracked him down. He gave a pass. It was that guy in week two of the 2001 season. Boom, Drew Bledsoe blew him up, and so hard he started internally bleeding. And I remember Brady comes trotting out on the field.
Just like doo, 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 doo.
That's out. That's it. And the Jets won that. And I think it was the last time the Patriots were 0-2 until this year.
To start a season?
Yeah. Right? I think
it
was.
It's something like that.
Right? The Patriots lost three of their first four this year. Then got really hot.
Yep.
Right? They lost their first two this year. They had Miami right where they wanted them and fumbled late. Then they lost to the Saints the next week.
Right.
That was the last time they were 0-2.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, people, just, you know, because we're talking about so much today, is that when Bledsoe came, you know, people probably think Bledsoe didn't come back again. But he did. He actually returned the regular season, and Bill had a stick with the kid.
Yeah.
And the hot hand. And Brady was kind of up and down a little bit. And they finished strong. And Bledsoe was needed to win and seal the AFC Championship game to get to the Super Bowl. Like, we forget all this. And it was even prior to the Super Bowl against the Rams that they're like, hey, Bill, are you really going to stick with the kid? Because Bledsoe came back and won the AFC Championship game for you, and you need all the points you can get against these Rams. And he stuck with Tom Brady. And even in that Super Bowl, which, by the way, turned out to be the last that Summerall and Madden called together on Fox, John Madden, may he rest in peace, said when the Patriots got the ball back, they should play for overtime. You can't put this much on this kid's shoulders. And he marched him down the field, and Vinatieri kicks it. And now the rest is seriously history. But the number of times throughout that first year where it could have gone either way, it's unbelievable. But these are facts about Brady's first year as a starter. NetSuite, here on the Rich Eisen Show, a Rich Eisen Show partner. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite, and the reason why is they know how important NetSuite is to improve your visibility. If you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software to see the full picture for your business, you've got to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, because it's the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With NetSuite, and thanks to NetSuite, with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has got this new financing program I've been telling you about the last few weeks. So if you're ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/rich, you can get that new financing program right now. Head to netsuite.com/rich for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, netsuite.com/rich. Nick in Corona, California. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Rich. How you doing, man?
What's going on?
Hey, so question for you. If you had to pick a statue for Brady, which image would it be?
Oh, I got it.
Would it be the one with his hands behind his head?
Nope.
Maybe him pointing, maybe him throwing. Which one would it be?
I got it. And you tell me if you agree with this. It's him with his helmet off screaming "Let's go" at the fans.
I was just going to tell that I was just going to do the hands up in the air like touchdown. Cuz he kind of did that after every
helmet
big,
on.
Big,
helmet on, touchdown. On,
touchdown, hands up in the air cuz he did that after every big play in New England.
I kind of dig if his helmet's off prior
he's kind of doing a fist pump.
No, and he's screaming "Let's go." Yeah. Like that right there maybe.
Yeah.
Right there, but his helmet's on during a game.
A little difficult for the artist, I guess.
I don't know.
He had his helmet off during that one Super Bowl that he won, where he totally like disregarded Jimmy G. But both his hands were in the air, and he was screaming, jumping up and down with his helmet off.
And then I guess if your helmet's off, thanks for the call. Good question.
Good question. Yeah. I've thought about this a lot.
If your helmet's off, then what era of Brady hair? Do you go the hair, the
great
long
question.
Hair,
great
Brady?
Great question.
You know what I mean?
Long before
Rodgers' man bun and all of that stuff, right. Brady had different hairstyles, you know?
Well, he always had something different each year, but people think that conspiracy, the long hair years, was the kind of the hair plugs. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what people think. Like, he grew it long to kind of cover up the, he got a little. Yeah.
Too salud, man.
A little fix there, but.
I think the statue should be.
Helmet on.
I'm going helmet off. You got Tom Brady.
He's too pretty for that.
Yeah, man. No helmet on.
But the early years, Tom not pretty. You know what I mean?
That's true. By the way, I don't understand why you're taking shots at the man.
I'm not taking shots. No one, the two people in my life brought me the most sports pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
David Ortiz had his moment last week, Hall of Fame. Tom Brady, obviously. So nothing but love and respect for both of them.
I wanted
to name my son Tom and got ceremoniously shot down.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
So.
I really thought you were going to name your kid Big Poppy Brockman, to be honest with you.
Well, you could still nickname him.
Number two, Rich.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number two.
Number two.
Oh, boy.
Slow down.
And that's the other thing. Like, if people don't know Brockman, though, they would assume Brady is his all-time favorite. But, like, David Ortiz is literally Brockman's favorite. Brady coming in a close second.
Because don't forget, before Brady, you know, it's still a Red Sox town.
Yeah.
I mean, the Patriots...
I mean, the Celtics town. My favorite.
The Patriots before Brady started winning all those games, and Kraft came maybe, and Parcells showed up and winning all those games. The Patriots were a deep three and maybe a deep four in that town.
Oh, and the '90s
behind the Bruins.
'90s was a big drought too.
So, man.
No titles for
a long
time.
And actually, Chris, I need to put some respect on Paul Pierce's name for your fandom
because
he also loves Paul Pierce.
One of the only jerseys I own is a Paul Pierce jersey.
Well, you know. And I do remember that one time where you were taken out in a wheelchair because you had to go to the bathroom. I do remember that, too.
And stay tuned, Rich. I'm going to break out my top seven all-time Tom Brady moments later in the show.
Oh, seven but for
I
seven
think,
Super Bowls.
I think, though, the let's go, Tom, firing up the fans before each game in the spot.
So, like, Crazy Train comes. He runs the length of the field and does the let's go. Okay.
Maybe his helmet doesn't have to be off, but that's the Brady I want. The let's go, because you put it out there in front of the stadium as people are walking in to fire you up, to walk in. Yeah. Let's go, because he made Gillette Stadium the toughest place to win in the NFL for two decades. Good luck going in there and coming up with the win. You know, and I'm sure so many fans would say, you know, maybe their earpieces can go out passing it if they're the visiting team. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, but.
So should they have just like speakers coming out, just constantly playing
Crazy Train
on a loop?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's not cool. I don't think you need any musical thing, but to me, that's the Brady that I remember. And I know that it's not in game, but it is the way that he would.
That's the name of his pod. I mean,
I know
he kind of started the LFG
So let's go in a way. To me, part of his legacy, I mean, we're going through it all day today. Was just being there in that stadium, and he comes out, and you just got the sense this is not your day. Marshall Faulk once told me when he was young and starting out in the league with the Colts, right? And he went to Buffalo, and you're standing on one side of the field, and it was that old field, right, the old Rich Stadium or whatever, which they're currently in right now, I guess. But the old field, like with the artificial turf,
oh, yeah.
And you saw the heat coming up from the turf. Even when it was a cold day, you saw the heat coming up from the turf, and it would crown, like there was a crown. And you were on the other side, and you didn't really see the full person on the other side. And he would stand there on the visiting, And Bruce Smith would come out of the tunnel, as he said, all greased up on his arms. It was cold, but he was glistening because he was greased up on the short sleeves. And he just thought there, oh, God, we're going to have a rough day today. Like, he remembers Bruce Smith coming out of the tunnel. And Brady coming out there and doing the let's go thing and firing everybody up, you know, and then you just knew those crazy ass Minutemen with their muskets were going to be firing it off all four quarters, boom, you know, and you just knew you were in for it and that you had to bring your A++ game that day, because Brady plus that coach together in that stadium, damn unbeatable. And it would lead people to just melt, have their brains melt. You know, and of course it got where they thought, you know, they're purposefully turning our headsets off here and there's a bug in the locker room there, you know, be quiet. We got to huddle up in this part of the corner of the of our locker room because we're not, you know, there's ears here. There's eyes there.
But Brady, guess what? Brady career record at home, Rich.
Yeah.
133-25.
Let's go. That's it. So they should make, that's the statue. You're welcome, New England. You're welcome, Patriots. That's your statue for Brady. That's a crazy record. It's nuts. Crazy train.